Welcome everyone to this talk on the children of the new civilization. My name is Chandra Easton. I'm an esoteric astrologer and a spiritual healer. I live in Brisbane, Australia, and I've been involved in the esoteric sciences and the path all of my adult life. I have a love of humanity, love of the earth, and empowering people. You can find me on my website, starastrologyhealing.com. Now, this is a talk that I gave in various countries in 2013 about the children of the new civilization. So I'll be talking to you about these children, who they are, what is the path of evolution, the incoming Aquarian age, the timing for that, esoteric timing for that, and looking at the timing from the astrological perspective. I'll be talking about the sixth root race, something called the exodus and immigration, the change of souls who are incarnating on earth, the angelic humans, the intergalactic and the starry souls, the period that we're moving through known as the Great Change, and the new dawn that is coming, and ways we can cooperate with this process for earth healing. Hope you stay with me throughout this talk. Lots more resources on my website on this and other subjects. Bit of background about me. I'm a theosophist, studied with Ananda Tarashan from the Theosophical Fellowship and Heart Flow worldwide. I find that theosophy, which is simply the study of all the ancient wisdom and the paths of ancient wisdom that take us to the heart, take us to the Godhead within. It informs this talk, as well as my lifelong interest in esoteric sciences and esoteric astrology. So, we are living in a great time. Great transformational things occur. Now, it's not particularly fashionable in the age of Aquarius to believe in angels, but I certainly do. Always have had a connection to the inner worlds of light, to the other realities, the other dimensions beyond the physical. And increasingly, as life gets challenging and difficult on Earth, connection to the inner worlds, the wherein lies our hope, wherein lies all deep connection, all true connection through our hearts with the wisest part of ourselves and the wisest, most compassionate part of humanity. It is into this energy of the heart that we must anchor ourselves, we must take up residence therein. Earth is being watched over by the intergalactic beings, by the spiritual hierarchy of Earth, who are none other than the enlightened brothers and sisters who lovingly, compassionately observe us as we exercise our free will here on Earth and help us in our process of evolving and becoming a better species, and therefore, well, not only a better species, but bringing light to Earth. Okay. I'll talk now about the incoming Aquarian age. Many people have heard of the age of Pisces and the age of Aquarius. We have great processional ages, and the ages process in an anti-clockwise manner through the signs of our zodiac from Pisces to Aries. Now, each one of these great ages, a zodiacal age as they're called, lasts 2,150 years approximately. And a great year is made up of 12 of the great processional ages. We're currently at the end of a great year. Total solar eclipse that is occurring very soon on the 20th of March 2015 heralds the end of the age of Pisces and the end of the great year. Very hard to know when a great year ends. But, you know, being as it is, almost 25,000 years long, so whether there's a decade or two, but it seems to me that the total solar eclipse that's happening very soon is a hallmark, an indicator for the end of the great year. But then we have something called a ray age. So we have the zodiacal ages, which go through the signs of the zodiac, and then we have the ray ages. And the rays go through the seven known streams of light, known as one of the seven rays. And a ray age lasts anywhere between 2,475 through to 2,500 years. And each one of these ray ages has sub-ages and the rays, and this is a vast subject, and these rays, these cosmic downflowing energies of light, they impact society and the development of society as we respond to the ages, and thus the path of evolution. So I'll talk very briefly, and I'll just assume a starting point for 500 BC as a time when the energy of the first of the seven rays began to stream through the Piscean Age. Now, you'll notice in this tabulation that I have here that the ray ages, they last approximately 357 years each, and they descend in waves, and each descent has a colour and a frequency and a keynote and can be recognised through history. So as the first ray descended approximately 500 BC through to 143 BC, you could say that the establishment of the Piscean Age and the avatars for the age came through. You know, the avatars were the Lord Gautama Buddha at the beginning, prior to the age of Pisces, followed by the Lord Jesus and other avatars, Sri Krishna. As the second wave, now the first wave, the ray of the first wave of this ray, one, is a deep blue energy to seed and to anchor. The second wave was the golden wave of love and wisdom, and it came through around about 143 BC through to 214 AD, and with this came the blueprint, the plan or the blueprint for the world teacher. So you could say that the planning for the age commenced long before the Lord Jesus, and as the second ray descended, so the world teacher who for the age of Pisces was the Lord Jesus, descended with a plan or a blueprint. And simply put, the plan or the blueprint was to encourage those on earth to develop love, because we evolved through a keynote of love. So the third ray sweeping through, the ray of active intelligence, the ray of the Holy Mother, the ray of rose pink light, came through 214 through to 571 AD and brought with it a disseminated new philosophy out into the known world as it was, followed by the fourth ray around 571 through to 928 AD, which brought through new art and new culture. Across the world, across the Middle East, across the known world, there were geometry and art and sciences and astronomy and astrology, a flowering of the arts, followed by a flowering of the sciences as the fifth ray. The fourth ray, I should say, was a white energy. The fifth ray brings in the deep green energy as the new sciences emerge, 928 to 1285 AD. Now, each age has an incepting period, 500 BC, a period where it peaks around about the sort of, let's call it the time of the Crusades, 1000 AD, and then the energy begins to fall away. By the time we get to the sixth sub-ray, that of the this incoming age, the ray six, it's 1285 to 1642, and you know, the age of Pisces had peaked. And so had the Christian impulse. What happens is that an impulse is seeded by the avatars of the age and the world teacher of the age, and then humanity, we do our best. We do our best to send forth that new impulse, that that teaching, that inspiration to assist with the evolution of Earth. And so this period where the faith, the Christian faith, was being promulgated, unfortunately with a lot of disastrous things that happened to women, and the power of the church was misused and abused, and the pure impulse of the Lord Jesus was contorted and distorted. Then by the time we get to 1642, the violet fire ray, that was the ruby ray, as the sixth sub-ray was coming through. The seventh sub-ray is the violet fire ray, and that commenced about 1642 and went through to about 2000. And so we had the time of the new discoveries and the recognition that the world was not flat, and the opening up of the new continents, and that the change accelerated and came through fast. All of this is occurs during an age, and what happens is that these ages, you know, we started out long time ago, age of Cancer, maybe about 6,500 BC. We moved through the age of Taurus, 4,500 BC. The age of Aries was about 2,500 BC. The age of Pisces, 150 BC. The age of Aquarius, 2000 AD, thereabouts. And eventually we'll move on to the age of Capricorn, about 4,125 AD. So these ages, they evolve cyclically, and we're meant to be evolving cyclically with them. But unfortunately, not all of humanity are keeping up. Not all of humanity are managing to stay abreast, remembering that the impulse for the age of Pisces was all about the opening to transcendent love and the developing of that energy of love and living in love. And you could say that there's been pretty much an abject failure over the last 2,000 years for the majority of humanity to do that, and we've done everything but. So it's easy to see that we are evolving fairly slowly, really. So let's talk about the zodiacal age of Aquarius, which starts about 2000 AD and goes through to 4150 AD. Now this is the age known as the age of universal brother sisterhood, where we're meant to be working towards unity within our species, unity within the humans, where we have tolerance, where we have respect, where we don't persecute for difference, where we have religious and spiritual and cultural tolerance. As we move into the age of Aquarius, we're meant to reverse and move away from selfishness and materialism and harm and fundamentalism. And this push to move in another direction is very, very strong. And this incoming wave of the age of Aquarius, it has four sub-waves, four sections in it. And so over the next couple of thousand years, everyone on Earth, literally every single soul who incarnates on Earth, will move through these four stages. Now, some souls on Earth have already begun the process of the entering into the path of purification, the probationary path, as it is known, which then gives way to the path of discipleship, where we simply develop the inner discipline to be able to live according to the highest and the best of our own nature. We will eventually graduate from the path of discipleship onto the higher way, where we will begin to take up our positions, take up our stand as leaders, and because we will be authentically living the principles, not of a particular religion, not of a dogma, not of a faith, but principles that are dear to us within our heart. We will be authentically living those principles and therefore acting as our role models and mentors to those around us. And eventually the higher way gives way to the path of holiness, as the energy of enlightenment and the expansion of consciousness, that is the initiation known as enlightenment, occurs. So this whole process will take a great the age of Aquarius, but and we will all do it. See, this movement is spiral in nature, and just as a galaxy moves in a spiral fashion through the heavens, and just as a newborn baby is born with a spiral on the hair, and we find spirals in the ocean, and we find spirulina in the DNA. We are hardwired for spirals. Humanity, the Earth, our solar system, and all therein are hardwired for evolution along the spiral path. And the anti-clockwise spiral path is the path of involution, where we're descending into matter, and the clockwise path of the spiral path of evolution is where we're beginning to develop compassion and to begin to become loving in our nature. Now, many of my generation, I was born in the 50s, we thought that the age of Aquarius and the age of the heart would be coming any day now. And we really thought it was just around the corner, and we celebrated that it was just around the corner. And, you know, the whole movement of the 1960s, with the sort of the opening to peace and the impulse of All You Need Is Love that came with the Beatles, and it was very, very strong. We had great faith as a generation that it was literally just around the corner, and that, you know, this was post the Second World War, where enormous devastation had occurred to humanity, and so we knew that we needed to do better. Unfortunately, since the high point of the 60s, we fell into the deep materialism of the late 80s and the 90s, and from there we've gone into monopolies in charge on the planet, and moved away. A large percentage of people have moved away from the impulse of brother-sisterliness that is informing this age of Aquarius. Now, just as the age of Pisces unfolded through those seven rays, and those seven rays, which were the sub-rays of the age, cyclically over 3.5 centuries per wave, so we have 3.5 centuries happening now, as we are in the descending first wave of the age of Aquarius. We are metaphorically in the deep blue energy of the divine will from about 2000 through to 2357. And so slowly, slowly, these sub-rays will usher in new avatars in the next, you know, 300 odd years. And then we will have a new world teacher. We'll come sometime between 2357 and 2714 AD. Now, the new world teacher, it's a complicated process, the transition of the world teachers. We had the Lord Gautama Buddha, who was the Buddha during the age of Pisces, and the world teacher was the Lord Jesus. In the age of Aquarius, we will have the Lord Maitreya as the fifth and the future Buddha of Earth, and the Lord Kutumi will graduate to take the office and the role of world teacher. And then we will have new philosophies and new arts and new races evolving, and that will be followed about 3,428 by the new sciences. We can't begin to imagine what will be coming. And then this age will have flowered, will have birthed and then flowered and will peaked, and then it will begin to fall away as new faiths and new beliefs come through close to 4000 AD, followed by new civilization, new expansions, new land. And so the whole cycle continues. We are in at the very, very early stages of this sort of new cyclic energy. Now, on this path of evolution, we are allowed to tread it. We are allowed to incarnate on Earth according to the grace of God. But time is running out. We haven't progressed as a race, as the human race, as far along the path as had been planned, was hoped. By the time the age of Pisces ended, we don't have enough people on the planet who are actively involved in transformational energy, who are awake and alert and aware and interested and actively pursuing the understanding into the spiritual dimensions. And the Earth is being harmed, and we are harming each other, and we are harming the creatures, and there's devastation afoot, and desecration on many areas, and Earth can no longer bear the suffering, and we can no longer bear the suffering. And you see, this is a great experiment on Earth to develop our conscious the experiment is for us to begin to move towards living in love and to develop our consciousness to be co-creators with Father, Mother, God. And on one level, you could say here on the physical level, we're still struggling and striving to make this happen. But on another level, the pristine earth, the beauteous light body of the earth, it already exists. And so we know that earth will prevail and the light will prevail. And even though we have great darkness on the planet now, 2015, in many corners, we have the light that is growing in some hearts, in some nations, in some cultures, in some religions. The light is growing and it will prevail. And eventually earth will move from the desecration, the darkness and the shadowiness, the non-sacred planet that there currently is, to become a sacred planet, because this is the goal, to become a sacred planet in our solar system. So not only do we have the evolution of the ages as we move into the age of Aquarius, and not only do we move cyclically through the seven frequencies of light, the seven rays as they're known, and the seven sub-rays as they inform each new age, but we also have seven races. You could say this is the DNA developmental essence of the human. And way, way, way back, we had the formless race. That was the first root race, whose purpose, who latently were their goal, their purpose, was to develop purpose. But it was very latent. By the time the second root race came through, and the formless race and the etheric race, there were no physical bodies. This is almost a bit like in the embryonic stage, you might say. So we had an etheric race who on a very subtle or a latent level, the focus of that whole etheric race was to develop a sense of devotion or to look for something higher and larger and better to aspire towards. We then evolved towards the third root race known as the Lemurians, who lived on Lemuria, a continent that has since disappeared. Around the South Pole and off the west coast of Australia. And the evolutionary purpose of the Lemurians was to develop a physical body, a physical appearance. Yes, and the fourth root race, halfway through this process of perfecting the human DNA, we had the Atlanteans, who lived in a continent which has also disappeared in the Atlantic Ocean. And the purpose of that root race was to reach the high point of an emotional level, to fine-tune emotions. They were followed by the fifth root race, known as the Aryan root race, nothing to do with Hitler. And everyone on Earth, or a large percentage of people on Earth, are part of the Aryan root race. And this root race has a purpose to develop creative intelligence, to develop the mind. And the next root race that is coming, and there are some of these people on Earth at the moment, my teacher, the Lady Ananda Tarashan, she refers to this root race as the children of the heart. And we know from the ancient wisdom teachings that the purpose of the children of the heart is to begin to develop and to begin to integrate intuition, to begin to operate on that higher intuitive level. And then there will be a final root race, the seventh root race, and I've never heard of a name for this root race, and their purpose and the purpose of their incarnation will be to refine the energy of will. And so you see, there is a large plan within the smaller plan, and it's comforting, I think, to understand that there is a plan operating on Earth. So here we are at the moment in stage one, let's call it stage one of the Aquarian Age. And this is during this stage one, the first ray, the ray of will and power, is descending. Roughly speaking, between 2000, the turn of the 21st millennium, through to 2357. And so we know, and we are literally about 15 years into this stage one, that the energy of divine will and power will descend. And we know that the avatars of the age, the avataric souls who are here to guide and to lead us, they will begin to take incarnation. And we are in an incoming and an establishment phase of the age. And because we are in stage one, which think of it as a seeding energy, we also need to cleanse and to purify whatever's left of the age of Pisces. So during this seeding period, we have intergalactic beings, the spirit of resurrection, spirit of peace, the avatar of synthesis, and they have come to the aid of humanity and to the aid of Earth, because we have a crisis and we need the energy of peace, we need the energy of resurrection, the energy of ascension, and we need divine will in order to work with justice, in order to move forward. Yes. It can be overwhelming living in this modern world where harm seems to occur. And I read now a poem, a prayer, I should say, not a poem, a prayer entitled The New World Prayer, Invocation for World Peace, which was written by Ananda Tarashan to assist us in invoking the potency and the strength that we need to help us through these powerful times. Avatar of synthesis, Lord of justice and will, Maitreya Christ Buddha, avatar of the heart, through the spirit of peace come forth from the heart of God. Let peace descend on earth, let peace descend on humanity, for the world has entered into a new phase where will and heart do merge, and justice and love shall govern the earth in the part of humanity which strives to live by the truth that God is good. Feel the pulsating love of God, whose love encompasses all living, in the name of the Sun Daughter, who, like the most radiant starlight, heal the earth. Be healed, earth. Be light, earth. And let it be now. So during this seeding time of the age of Aquarius, the age of the heart, because of the crisis on Earth, the future Buddha of Earth, the Lord Maitreya, has sent out a call, and humanity have sent out a call for help. And the call for help has gone out to other planets, to other solar systems, star systems, to galaxies and universes. And as a result of this call for assistance for the continuation of the experiment of the living in love on Earth, the new Earth, as we now call the Earth, is now accepting souls from other realms who would like to be part of the age of the heart on Earth. And so the biggest immigration of souls to Earth that has ever witnessed has begun. The archangels have been integrally involved in this call, this cry, this urgency, the urgency for the restitution of balance on Earth, because the Earth itself is burning, the climate is erratic, the poles are melting, the atmosphere is acidic. There are toxins on all levels in the earth, and the shadow of humanity walks abroad. And so the archangelic kingdom and all those souls who hold the vision of the new earth, we cooperate together. And so we welcome into the human race souls who may not have been ever before, or maybe for a long time, since they've come to Earth, the angelic souls, the intergalactic souls, the starry souls, we welcome them. They walk among us. They hold a different frequency. They are the children of the new civilization, and they intuitively understand something about the purpose and the progress of where the world is going, and they've come to help. And they've come to develop light and to bring light. And all over the earth we have shadows of darkness. And so the new souls, they bring light. and we work together. We work together for the liberation of Earth and the liberation of the shadow and the liberation of darkness and the getting of light. And as we work, and how this is evidenced and how it is witnessed on Earth is that people are rising up. They're rising up in the streets of Athens, in the streets of Cairo, in the streets of Tokyo, in the streets of Melbourne, in the streets of Reykjavik, in the streets of Paris, in the streets of London. People are rising up, calling for a better world and for greater governance and for more compassion and tolerance and a balance of wealth on Earth. There's an outpouring of humanity searching for justice, and it can be seen as revolution, and it can be seen as very frightening, it can be seen as change, but it is necessary change. Necessary change. This is not the first time that an age has ended on Earth. It will not be the last time. Our scientists tell us that previous epochs, previous eras ended very dramatically. We have the skeletons of mighty dinosaurs, and we know that Earth has undergone huge climatic changes in the past, and it will occur again, these huge climatic changes. But we are not victim to the changes. We are co-creators with the change. This change is known as the Great Change, and the purpose of this Great Change is to sweep away darkness and selfishness and unbridled materialism and harm and cruelty, and to usher in space, breathing space for love, breathing space for the new civilizations, breathing space for the children of the heart. And so we are poised between the ages in an amazing time. The Mayans, they have many prophecies, seven prophecies, I think, in all. And they talk about this change between the ages. And in their third Mayan prophecy, they speak of the global warming and the increase of solar flares and the sunspot activity. They warned long, long time ago of global pollution and the disruption of seasons and the dramatic, erratic change of weather and the degradation of the environment and crises with food. This has all happened. The last, would you say it's a decade, two decades, three decades? It's all happened and it continues to happen. The fourth Mayan prophecy is that the poles will begin to melt and the oceans will begin to rise, and mega earthquakes will occur and major volcanic eruptions, and there will be floods and tsunamis and droughts, and the glaciers will melt, and there'll be holes and destructions in the ozone layer, and the continents will be inundated by the oceans. This is also happening. NASA are talking, have been talking for the last decade about the exponential fast track melting of the North Pole, and they're very concerned about the rising of the oceans and the changing of the great oceanic currents that could trigger the next ice age. This is Current Science 2015. The fifth of the Mayan prophecies talks about all the fear-based systems. There are governments that are run on fear, or the international money market that's based on fear, or any religion that's based on fear. That anything based on fear will collapse, because fear is not... it's not possible for fear to continue to hold power and sway over the masses as we move forward through this first ray, sub-ray, seeding period that we're currently going through. And so we're witnessing the increase in solar radiation and the upper atmospheric changes, and we can expect that some of that satellite communication that the modern 21st century Earth functions upon and cannot do without will begin to be disrupted. And as the mega earthquakes continue and the very body of the Earth expands and contracts and expands and contracts, so the Earth's crust is being displaced in places. Now, the sixth Mayan prophecy talks about the coming of comets and comets as being vehicles for change. vehicles and agents for change. Also, the sixth mine prophecy talks about the intergalactic visitations. This is a vast subject also. If you'd like to know more about this, I suggest you do some reading on Nibiru, the Planet X as it's known, Wormwood, or the Death Star, various names that this red dwarf, agent of change that is currently visiting Earth. Lots of interesting information about this on zetatalk.com, or you can contact my dear friend Zachary Casper with that contact details there. So we live in momentous times, absolutely momentous times, where the agents for change are all around us. They're coming through the heavens, they're coming through the weather, they're coming through the food, coming through the water. And we are imperiled and yet empowered. So recognize that imperiled humanity may be, but empowered is the new earth. And we are empowered because the purpose of this change is to build the new civilization, to build loving societies, and to learn to live in harmony where the principles of love and justice prevail. And as I've mentioned, there is a divine timetable for this, and we are in the very, very early stages of the unfolding of this timetable. And so, according to the Mayan prophecies and many esoteric prophets and visions down through the ages, the entire population, the current population on Earth, they won't remain. And there will be a small percentage of the current population who will be here as the new day dawns on Earth. And we will have the new visitors, the incoming starry souls, the intergalactic beings. Now, as the new day dawns on Earth, everything will be different. We cannot begin to imagine how different it will be. And we know that in the darkest hours before the dawn, we need faith. We need faith as we go through this global ascension process. There will inevitably be lands on Earth that are uninhabitable. There will be crop failures. There will be darkness in different places. There will be massive adjustment. But all of this is essential and necessary in order that we move towards the higher vibration of love. We are the children of the new civilization. We are the children of the sixth root race. We are the children of the Aquarian age that will birth this era of peace and harmony. And it won't happen in an instant. It won't happen in a year. It won't happen in a decade. It won't happen in a century. But it will happen over several centuries. And by the time we get to approximately 2,357, you could say 2,500, we will have the birth of the fifth and the future Buddha of Earth. He will come in his physical form, and we will have walking on Earth some of the avatars of the ages, and we will have a new world religion which reveres and honours the Earth, the creatures on the Earth, the stars, the humans, and encourages and provides a new way for us to move forward together. And so look about you and recognise the change and the positivity, and find the people who you can relate to, who are on your wavelength, who are working with this energy of this transformational energy, this ascension energy, and stand yourself in the energy of love. And look around and we'll see the homegrown spiritual leadership coming through the young people as they take their stand and they speak up against all the inequalities, against women, the inequalities in religion, the inequalities in the sharing of food. The new leaders of the Earth, they are here, and we need to align and work with them. And if we're able to do this, then we will begin to consciously cooperate with the establishment of divine law on Earth, because in this age of the heart, justice and love have been prophesied that they shall rule the earth, and the earth will return to harmony, and we all have a role and a part to play in this And so I encourage you to stand in the centre of your heart and your world and your groups and your families, and to invoke this energy of the age of the heart, and invoke the energy of the Divine Mothers, of the Lady Yasodhara, of the Lady Isis, of the Lady Magdalene, and invoke the energies of the Indigenous people, the First Nation peoples of our earth, because they have a very significant role to play in this birthing of the new earth. It's a vast subject. I hope you've enjoyed this presentation. My name is Chandra Easton. You can find me at starastrologyhealing.com. You can also find me at Facebook. I'm Soul Centered Astrology and Spiritual Healing. It's been lovely to connect with you. Let us all learn to live in light and bring heaven down to our corner of the earth.